Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people to receive your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 22. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We want to use for a thought. Comes in a question. Are you in Christ's body or just a church building? Are you in Christ's body or just a church building? We're living in a time when there's so much turmoil, there's so much chaos, there's so much uneasiness, so much unrest, there's so much distress and perplexity of nations. There's so much happening in this day that we're in that the Word of God has already told us would take place. I'm reminded of Paul telling Timothy, he said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." The word peril means dangerous, difficult, hard to deal with, hard to cope with times shall come. But they're not going to come, we're already in them. In the midst of all that's happening in different parts of the world, in different countries, in different nations, the disastrous things that's taking place, it behooves us to know that we're in the ship. As we notice in the book of Acts 27, how Paul was telling the men, there shall be no loss of any man's life as long as they stay in the ship. I'm going somewhere with this. The question is, are you in Christ's body or just a church building? I'm so convinced of this truth to the point that for some months now, the Lord has been really pressing my heart with this, that there are so many people sitting in church buildings that's not saved. I want you to continue to hear this message because there's so many people believe, they're persuaded that because they have been in a particular ministry, they've been faithful to going every time the doors open, whatever the pastor makes them to do, they do it. I'm talking about people that's been in buildings literally for years and years and years. But the sad part about that, they're basing their salvation on the fact of how long they have been in a church building. But you know, Paul said, except therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Note what Paul is saying. If any man be in Christ, not in a building, be in Christ, he's a new creature. He didn't say be in the building, and it does not matter the name of the building a person may be sitting in. There's so many people, as I said earlier, sitting in some church's building, they're holding down a position, they've been committed, they've been faithful, but sad to say, they're not saved. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 10, "Art thou a master of Israel, and you don't know these things?" Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, who had came to him by night. He said, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles we're seeing you do except God be with him." Jesus replied, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Then Jesus told him, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Nicodemus replied, "How can these things be?" Jesus said, "Art thou a master of Israel?" That's the key point. You're a teacher. You're a respectable leader in Israel, and you don't even know you must be born again. There's so many people preaching the gospel, not saved. You have people holding positions in churches, not saved. Are you in Christ's body or just a church building? many people joining churches. Hear what I'm saying? They're joining a building. They're shaking a person's hand, putting their name on the church's roll, but sad they have not given their life to Jesus Christ. And it will be a sad time when people who think they're going to heaven when they check out of here will wind up in hell simply because nobody told them the truth. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. My friend, you cannot join the body of Christ. You must be born into the body of Christ. Why do you think Paul say, except the man, Jesus say, except the man be born again? And then Paul said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If any man be in Christ, Paul didn't say around the church. Paul didn't say you joining a building. He said if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. This explains why people can be in churches and nothing happening in their life. Because they have not given their life to Jesus Christ. You can join a church building, but you must be born into Christ's body. You can join any church on the planet you want, but unless you have given your life to Jesus Christ, you're just a church member on your way to hell sitting in a building. But my friend, the truth of the gospel is not God's will that any should perish. And then Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm mighty afraid that people are not being told the truth because they're packing buildings. Nothing wrong with a person joining a building after they've given their life to Jesus Christ because they need to be discipled. They need to be taught. They need to be trained. They need the milk of the word once they get saved. But what I'm saying is there's so many people for so many months now, the Lord been showing me an inside harvest. I said, Lord, what do you mean? He said, there's an inside harvest. For so long, we've just thought that the harvest was outside the building. Yes, Jesus told the disciples the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, for so long, we looked at people just outside that need to be brought in. But what he's showing me is that there are people inside buildings, not in his body. There are people in buildings around the planet that's not even saved. The Bible says a tree is known by the fruit it bears. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. So what am I saying? Religion will not save you. Tradition will not save a person. And so many people have joined buildings because of the name over the church door. But what's sad, they have not given their life to Jesus Christ. And if people want to be real with their self, they would know within their very being, I'm not saved. I know I just go to church. I'm just a faithful member. I may sing in the choir. I may do whatever I'm asked to do. But deep within my own heart, I know I'm living ragged as a can of sauerkraut, and I'm crooked as a barrel of fish hooks. I don't want people to know I've been in church buildings all of my life. I've been going from church to church. I've been church hopping like a bunny rabbit. I bounce from here to there. I don't want to get nowhere stable so nobody won't discover that I'm not really saved. But my friend, it's sad if you go to church all of these years thinking that you're going to heaven when you will go straight to hell knowing that you're not saved. Are you in Christ's body or just a church building? Once a person give their life to Jesus Christ, yes, they need to become a part of a local assembly where they can hear the gospel. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. Now, you grow as you hear and you do. You grow as you hear the word and you begin to do it. But don't just sit up in a church building, my friend, and thinking that when you leave this life, when you swap time for eternity, knowing within your being you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, nobody can preach you in heaven once you die. Nobody can say all kind of stuff that will cause God to change his mind if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ while you have the time and while you was on planet Earth. Are you in Christ's body or just a church building? And what Paul is saying in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man or woman, boy or girl, be in Christ, I must stress this. He didn't say be in a church building. You must be in Christ's body. That's how you become a new creation in Christ. Old things will pass away. That explains why people have been in church buildings still mean as a rattlesnake. They're still bad as a bad just came out of hibernation. That explains why folk can be in church buildings and cut up all kind of stuff, all kind of commotion, because they're not really saved. And the sad truth about it, they're put in positions and they're not saved. You got preachers preaching not saved. You got people on the deacon board not saved. You got mothers ushering people into the building instead of ushering them into Christ. You have people holding down positions not saved because people have been thinking for so long that long as I join this particular church building, I'm going to heaven. Wrong answer. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. If any man be in not a church building, but Christ's body. And my friend, you cannot join church. You cannot join Christ's body. You must be born into the body of Christ. It's the birth. Jesus told Nicodemus, are you a master of Israel and you don't even know this simple truth? And believe it or not, this simple truth is so complicated for so many people today because people still do not understand. I don't care what church building you sit in on the planet Earth. I don't care the name of the church. I don't care who your pastor is. If you're not in the body of Christ through the new birth, you are on your way to hell sitting in a building. But my friend, the good news is that you don't have to go to hell. Your eyes can open today with the simple truth. Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And this is the truth people should have heard for years, because what's sad, it grieves my heart to know that people have been in buildings that I've met. Older people, I've met them and they've told me certain things. And I'm thinking, my God, they've been in this church building all of these years, Lord. I mean, from day one, and never knew they had to be born again. And as you listen to me today, you begin to think now, once you heard this message, am I in a church building or am I really in Christ's body? You know the answer to that question, my friend. You have fooled people for so long, but you cannot fool God. And what's sad is that when you swap time for eternity, when you leave planet Earth, you have to stand and give an account to God of the life you know you did not live that you could have lived. You were so afraid that people gonna find out. I've been preaching, I've been ministering, I've been doing this, but I was never saved. And I've had preachers to write me, let me know. I've been preaching for years, but never saved. I take my hat off to them because it was honest. You're listening to this message today, and the question comes, are you in Christ's body or are you just in a church building? My friend, if you've just been sitting in a church building all of these years in the midst of what's happening in our world, it's time to get real. It's time for you to stop playing church and stop trying to impress folk and get real, because the day going to come, you're going to wake up in this life for the last time. And what's sad is that you will have no excuse if you go straight to hell after hearing truth. Because, see, you cannot tell God you never heard it. The problem today is that the pride, see, pride go before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. A man's pride shall bring him low. And there are so many people sitting in church buildings are so arrogant. They're so full of pride. They're self-conceited. They don't want nobody to know. They're hypocrites. I'm not saved. I've been in this church all of these years, but I've never given my life to Jesus Christ. So my friend, you just been in a church building, but you was never in Christ's body. But that can change for you today, my friend. If you're tired of playing church and you want to get real, if you've been saying, man, you know, I want to know how to get saved. I want to know how to get right. I want to get my life straight. I keep putting off. I keep talking about I'm going to go to church next Sunday. You know, I keep hearing people say that. I'm going to go to church next Sunday. My friend, the church can't save you. Only Jesus can save you. I must stress this. That I don't care what church building you go to. You cannot get saved. Yes, you can get saved in the building if you hear the gospel. But don't you think you just going to a building will save you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So, my friend, the question comes, are you in Christ's body or just a church building? If you just been sitting in the building, my friend, and you're tired of playing games, you're tired of people thinking that you one thing and you know you're not. If you're tired of the foolishness, if you say, Lord, I'm tired of playing church, I'm tired of people thinking I'm right. But when I leave the church building, I go back right back to another lifestyle. I'm sick of that. I want to change. Stop what you're doing right now, my friend, because this message is designed directly to you. If you've been in a church building all your life and never been in Christ's body, stop what you're doing right now. We're going to pray, my friend. And if you really say this prayer from your heart, your life will change from this day forward. Whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing for a moment. And get somewhere quiet and say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died. You was buried and you rose again and you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for the truth you allow me to hear today. I thank you for letting me see that I've been in a building and not in your body. But now today, Lord Jesus, I've been born into your body because I now accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, I thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life and not just having it on a church's roll. I thank you that heaven will be my eternal resting place when I leave this world in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, I thank you now for filling me with your precious Holy Spirit. Seal me until the day of redemption. I thank you for helping me to live for you one day at a time in Jesus' name. Are you in Christ's body or just a church building? My friend, if you have prayed that prayer from your heart, you're now what Paul said. A new creature in Christ. And you know what's amazing about this? I have met so many people who have told me, say, Brother Ernest, I've been in a church, a building all my life and never knew I have to be saved. I've been sitting in a building. I went to different places and never nobody told me. Nobody explained to me. Just putting my name on a church's roll will not get me into heaven. And the person told me to say, you know, when I heard the truth, what you were saying, it brought about an awareness to me. And I thank God for hearing the truth. And now I'm no longer in the building. I may be a part of a local assembly, but now I'm in Christ's body because I've now been born again. And you that's listening to this message, I pray for you today that you will continue to walk with him. And Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your people, for those who have heard this message, that you have sent this message directly to, that you knew, Blessed One, was seeking to know what must they do to be saved. Because there are so many people been sitting in buildings, Lord, have never given their life to you. But I thank you today for those who have gotten saved, that they're now in Christ's body and not just a church's building. In Jesus' name, amen.